I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Celebration in Cleveland, not for a championship, but for avoiding a winless National Football League season. The Browns beat the San Diego Chargers 20-17 to earn their first victory this season, and the team's first in more than a calendar year. Andrew Hawkins is a veteran Cleveland receiver who has a message for his younger teammates.
1-14 is not what we aspire to be by any stretch of the imagination, but it's hard to win the NFL. And like I said, I just feel like a lot of the young guys just got a front row seat and a lesson in what it takes to win the NFL and how every little detail, play, inch, assignment matters, man. And, you know, the future is bright for all these guys.
The Pittsburgh Steelers were losing to the rival Baltimore Ravens. That is until the last seconds of the game when quarterback Ben Roethlisberger threw to Antonio Brown for the winning touchdown.
We went into attack mode. I mean, we went all no huddle and we're throwing it and just making things happen. Guys made plays and I threw it to the right guys. When AB came in there, I thought I could get to him and, he caught it and he was right at the one or the line or somewhere and, he reached over and it's just awesome play by him.
The 31-27 win puts Pittsburgh in the playoffs while Baltimore is out. The final National Football League regular season games are this week, and they will determine the playoff matchups. Right now, the New England Patriots have a 13-2 record and lead the AFC division winners, which include Pittsburgh and the Houston Texans. The Miami Dolphins are in the playoffs, as are the Oakland Raiders and Kansas City Chiefs in the West. One of those two will be that division winner, but in a 33-25 win over the Indianapolis Colts, Oakland lost quarterback Derek Carr to a season-ending leg injury. Raider coach Jack Del Rio says they will push ahead with backup Matt McGloin.
It's a tough game, and things happen in this game, and it's all about the team. It's all about us, you know, moving on with the next opportunity and pulling together as a group of men and being unselfish and sacrificing for each other and all those things.
Meanwhile, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid was just happy that the fans stuck around in a 33-10 win over last year's Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos, who will miss the playoffs this year.
My hat goes out to the fans for sitting through kind of a messy game. They were great. They stayed all the way to the end, which was awesome. We needed them. And they got themselves a Christmas present. We got a Christmas present. It was all good. So I thought the guys, I give them a lot of credit for playing hard when they already knew they had clinched a playoff spot. That's not an easy thing to do. But they came out and I really thought, played very aggressive.
The Dallas Cowboys are the top team in the NFC at 13-2, with the Atlanta Falcons and Seattle Seahawks division winners. The New York Giants are in the postseason, but the NFC North division is still up for grabs. The Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions share 9-6 records. It's been a scary holiday season for Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová. The two-time Wimbledon champion is fortunate to be alive after fighting off a knife-wielding attacker in her home on December 20th. She needed surgery on her left hand and met with the media just before Christmas.
I'm happy to tell you that I'm feeling well. The medical staff, the police, my family and my team have all provided me with amazing support in the last couple of days in this difficult situation.
Although heavily bandaged, Kvitová was especially pleased with her quick progress.
Yesterday morning, during a session with the doctor, I was able to move the fingers on my left hand, which I think was the biggest gift I could have, to feel the fingers. And this was the greatest Christmas present I could have wished for.
Doctors estimate it will take Kvitová about 6 months to return to tennis. Another successful Czech athlete is Jaromír Jágr, who is now the National Hockey League's second all-time leading scorer. After his Florida Panthers lost to the Boston Bruins 3-1, Jágr was more disappointed with the result than happy with his achievement.
You know me, if the game doesn't go the right way, it's just I cannot just put it behind me. I always feel responsibility and, you know, the way team play. And, you know, it's not easy for me to talk about a game or about what I achieved today. You know, I wish we, you know, I had no points and we win the hockey game and save it for the next game. But, you know, obviously that's what happened.
The game was stopped for a celebration as the 44-year-old Jágr accepted a commemorative golden stick from the Panthers. Only the great one, Wayne Gretzky, has more points than Jágr. This past year featured some great moments in golf. Here are some that you may have missed, like England's Andrew Johnston, who you may know by his nickname Beef, after his only win in 2016.
I think next week, yeah, I'm back home, North Mid, get hammered.
The top-ranked women's golfer, South Korean-born Lydia Ko of New Zealand, told us how she prepares to play each week.
Do you have any routine you go through to try to get yourself either relaxed or in the right shape to play around like
tomorrow? I go partying all night. And come straight to the course. Yeah.
England's Lee Westwood reacted to American fans heckling the European Ryder Cup team.
On a good point, I got called a turd yesterday, which is the first time since I was about 12 years old, so it made me feel young again.
And American Sam Saunders at the memorial service for his grandfather, Arnold Palmer, remembering a phone call they shared.
He said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm at home." I said, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm with the president." So I said, "What do you, the president of what?" And he said to me as if it was so obvious, "The United States."
Inspired by his grandfather, Saunders has played in two professional golf tournaments in his young career. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.